What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
You're on at 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and today we are going to be talking about why you should invest in businesses that are led by women. According to a recent study entitled Beyond Lip Service, they have been tracking the impact of the gender diversity gap. And joining me today is expert in leading under pressure, Anton. Good morning, Anton.
Mike, thanks for having me on the show at 98.5 this morning. It's great to be talking to you about, seriously, about such an important topic.
It is indeed. The reports, the research is interesting. Can you tell us a bit about the results of this research? Is the gender diversity gap actually closing?
Oh, look, it is in Australia. We are, well, actually, let me just go back a second. I can give you some percentages about diversity on boards.
Oh, yeah.
Different things at the moment, especially in Australia. You know that we're up 13% since 2015 of women representation at senior board level. We're up from 21.7% to 34% of female representation, or even just gender diversity, let's say, on boards, right?
Yeah.
So that's a winner. So let's say, yeah, there's a positive in that. Let me give you, though, Mike, this is the really intriguing thing about this research. Why you should invest in business led by women. Did you know success of the organisations led by women, profit margin-wise, measurability-wise, equity growth-wise, is 30% higher. Can you believe that?
Wow.
In gender-diverse organisations. I know, right? So, and I could even, let me read a line out of that report. When it comes to the link between gender balance, company performance, and investment returns, the data is compelling. More gender-diverse leadership teams generate better results. You know, the data from 2,500 companies in 30 countries. Now, this report is not a once off. It's not like a 3 month. 10 years to collate this data.
Wow.
10 years. 2,500 businesses and 30 countries, and so it's sort of a very diverse group of businesses and countries that were studied for this research, and it's just really, I guess, conclusive to say, hey, gender diversity will help you, your bottom line. It will help you with your equity growth. It will help you with profit margin. And what they're saying also is that they find that gender diverse firms, and at all levels of senior management, might get this, listen to this word, higher quality firms. Isn't that interesting? Gender diversity, higher quality. Now, I'd love to know how they actually define quality, but where they're saying, well, I know, right? So what's quality mean? I get that. I would say that it would be an employee engagement thing, you know, like how employees feel about working in those organisations.
Sure.
But there's a positive correlation with return on asset, return on equity, and profit margins by gender diversity, which is really, really interesting, Mike.
Great so just stuff. On that, Anton, you mentioned that 2,500 businesses across 30 countries. Now, is there a trend in the types of businesses being led by women, or is it quite diverse? What does that look like?
I don't think any particular industrial sector is leading the charge. This is really interesting if we go into the research a little bit more, Mike, is that it's probably not more about the industry sector. Now, this will, for some of your listeners, this is going to be a very, very, very controversial thing that I'm going to say next. Quotas work. I know for your listener out there listening to Mike and I talking now, because there's a lot of emotion around, should we have quotas for females in organisations? Now, I love that question you just asked. Is it in industry-wide? This is what I find as a leadership consultant to organisation. The bigger the business, regardless of the industry, the more likely they are to have quotas for women at all levels of management, right?
Right.
What the research is showing is that the more quotas or the more businesses that have quotas, the higher the representation of diversity and different genders are at the senior level, and therefore that business will become a more high quality business or get better return on equity and profit. So it's like a quotas, yes, more gender diversity, yes, higher profit margins, yes. So probably not an industry thing. It's what we're finding is that if you've got quotas and you meet those quotas, you'll actually achieve gender diversity, which will help you with your profit margin.
Yeah, interesting. Anton, what are these particular women doing differently to get such high profit margin? Is it because women feel they've got something to prove? I mean, what's happening here?
Oh, look, this is a tough one. So you can go into the research and it's not very explicit around that particular question. Like, having read the report, it doesn't say women do this differently. Mm. What it says is that they bring a different perspective. They look at problems differently. They are more open-minded. Now, you won't hear the word emotionality, for example. You won't hear a research report like that talk about women are more connected or they're better at expressing themselves and all those other things. It's more process-driven. Look, I'll give you my personal perspective on it, and that is that females or women have a different take on everything in the organisation, from problem-solving to caring for other humans. I summarise it as there's a different level of care factor in female-led organisations.
Okay.
That's the TGG or the Anton Guinness spin on it.
Mm.
What research will tell you is they have a different perspective. My spin is that they have a different level of care factor.
Right.
And that they actually they treat humans differently. The better you treat humans, the better your business is going to be.
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
that's
good. Anton, I guess closer to home, has there been an increase in female business leaders in Australia? What does that look like?
Yeah, it has. Would you believe, Mike? So for 2015, we had 21.7% female representation on boards around Australia.
Mm-hmm.
2021, it's 34.2%. So we've gone from 21.7% to 34% in 6 years.
Yeah, okay.
That's quite significant. That's 30% growth on those numbers there, you know, like from 21 to 34. So it's probably more than 30% growth.
Yeah.
Driven again by quotas, Mike, and which I think is okay. Like, I'm okay with quotas. My perspective on quotas is that if it does drive gender diversity, that's great, because that'll drive high quality firms. So, and again, that'll be emotional for your or triggering for some of your listeners who say it's the best person for the job.
Yeah.
I get that too, right? In my particular little business, which is, you know, anything from 1 to 10, depending on the day and what work we've got on and what projects we've got on, we seem to find that we higher engage more females than males. If you look back at our history and our little business, and why is that? Because we do people-centred work. Leadership coaching is about sitting with humans and connecting. You know, it just happens that we've chosen over time females to do that work. Now, your male listeners are probably going to want to kick me in the shins for that as well, to say, hey, that's really sexist. Well, you know, I don't. That's just the way that it's worked out, or we haven't chosen to do that. It's just worked out like that because they happen to be at the time the right people for the job. But if we go back, Mike, if you go back to research from 1984 from Hambrick and Mason, no kidding, they talked about, this is 1984, when you were you around then, Mike?
Absolutely. Well and truly.
Yeah, cool. You sound like a younger, younger man.
Thanks, Anton.
There was this research done, would you believe, and it's called the upper echelon theory. Can you believe that in 1984, Hambrick and Mason came up with the upper echelon theory? And that was really around, there was this central premise that executives in top management teams, that diversity mattered and that experience, values and personalities greatly influence interpretation of situations, right? And that was that perspective taking that we were talking about before. You know, when you ask me, you know, what's changed in the last couple of years and have we increased diversity on boards? Yes, we have. Is it too late? Never. Did we know about this 30 or 40 years ago? Well, yes. Why are we taking it up so slowly? Who knows?
Yeah.
It's just society sometimes moves slower than we'd probably like to. And are we moving in the right direction? Look, I think we are, Mike. Look, I'm an open-minded sort of a CEO. I just think diversity, bring it on.
Yeah.
The more diversity, the better would be probably the way that I would talk about business.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.